What is up, guys, and welcome to The Build. My name is Daniel Simone. Super pumped to be back here with you today. Now, The Build podcast, for those of you who don't know, we talk all things mindset, fitness, health, and family. And guys, as always, you can follow me over on Instagram, DanSim412. If you are listening right now, I'd love to you to take a screenshot, put it up on your stories, tag me. Let's get interactive over there. Let me know that you are listening to today's episode. And I hope I can bring you some value today. Now, today I want to talk about I sprained or probably rolled my ankle a couple of days ago, and a few things that I've learned during that time, and a few lessons that I've had to draw upon of myself. And I think, you know, before I get into sort of the main part of today, something I've been talking about a lot the past week is about preparation and about being ready. And a lot of the times that we talk about preparing for something, you know, maybe we have an exam or a test or something we need to prepare for. And within life, we don't know when these tests, we don't know when these challenges are coming. That's why we must be ready. So our daily actions, the things that we do every single day, is what causes us to be ready, because we don't know when life's going to come around the corner and punch you in the face or throw an obstacle at you that, you know, you need to be ready for. You need to be the best and highest version of yourself. You know, your family may need you, your people need you, and you need to make sure that you are ready. So this is why it's so important that we stay ready. And everything that I do, the daily practices that I talk about, is all about staying ready, because you don't know when something's going to happen. And that's exactly what happened to me. You know, I had a few goals that I had for myself in January, and a couple of them moved a little bit because I was actually smashing it quite a lot. So one of those goals was I wanted to hit 300 kilometers running. Now, I was actually contemplating on how much running to do this year, but I actually decided that, you know what, I'm going to keep running because I absolutely loved it. Started off January 1st with a 20K run. And to be honest, if my ankle didn't happen, I would have probably blew past my 300 kilometer target, because I was well on track to do that. And I was just really pumped and fired up. The other goal I had, that I wanted to hit 5,000 MEPs. So over at Shadowbox, we wear these heart monitor rates, these MyZone heart monitor. And the MEPs is, you know, the points you get for that. I wanted to hit 5,000 this month. And that would have taken a little bit of extra effort, but I believe I would have got there. And like I said, guys, this only happened with about 3 or 4 days left in the month. But nonetheless, it did happen. So let's talk about what happened. So on Friday, I decided to really step it up a little bit with my training, and I decided to do a triple session. So a triple session for me was I went to the gym 1 hour before the class started, and I went out for a run. Normally, if I do this, I haven't done this before, I would normally do about 9K. So I ran my 9K, got back a couple of minutes before the class, changed the shirt, of course, because it was dripping wet, changed the shirt, got into the first 45-minute class. And this was one of the Kanye class that we do over at Shadowbox, which is probably, it is the hardest class that they do there for the advanced people only. So I did that class, changed the shirt again, got myself ready for the next class, a 15-minute break in between from those classes. Actually, next time I may not actually take the full 15 minutes rest. I may just keep myself active. That's not really what caused the injury, so don't worry about that. That was just more of a side note for myself. Anyway, started at the class, and you know, we do 9 4-minute rounds. And I'm just bumped the mic. Just refix that. I'm pretty sure we're about probably the second last round, and we're doing box step ups. And you know, I extended my back leg just a little bit too far back on the way down, and I hit the bench behind me, and that just proceeded to sort of then roll my ankle out. And let me tell you, I went down so freaking quick. It was so freaking painful. I sat down for, you know, 30 to 40 seconds, slowly got myself up, started to walk it off a little bit, you know, definitely wasn't going to, you know, call it quits right then and there. I pushed through, got to the end of the class, but man, it was freaking painful. Got back home, threw it up on the ice. And to be honest, I probably should have been off it most of that day. I iced it on and off for, you know, at least an hour or 2 hours, something like that. But we're heading out to Luna Park that day because it was Amelia's birthday, and we're taking her to Luna Park. So no rest, had to keep it going. But, you know, there was a lot of Then I, sorry, that mindset started to kick in, right? That old bitch voice started to pop his head up and, you know, started talking about quitting, started talking about, you know, I was like, oh, you're not going to get it done now. There goes everything. And I just wanted to throw everything in and sort of give up on everything. And, you know, I think what started to happen was that, you know, I started to look for sympathy, started to look for a shoulder to cry on. And for me, I do this with my wife, Katarina. Some of you who may or may not know her, she's definitely, and this is probably going to come out the wrong way, but she's not, you know, a type of shoulder to cry on type of person when I'm just sort of, you know, whinging or have a bit of a sulk. And she's pretty good about that. Like, she knows when I'm just sort of, you know, the bitch voice is coming out and I'm starting to talk a little bit of shit, looking for sympathy or looking for that shoulder to cry on, and she'll shut it down pretty quickly, straight away. And, you know, one thing that I understood was what I needed to do was whatever happened next was really what made it count. You know, this situation happened to me. You know, I needed to understand that, and you guys need to understand as well too, that you cannot control what life throws at you, right? You don't know when something's going to happen. You don't know what's going to happen, if you're going to, you know, roll your ankle and it's going to really put a dampener in your plans, or, you know, kids or life, anything's going to happen. Things will happen in life and you can't control that. However, what you can control is your reaction. You can control how you react to the life, the situation that life throws at you. And that's very, very important. This is what I had to reflect on, you know, especially waking up the next day. You know, I procrastinated for over an hour, probably. It was probably about an hour and a half of procrastination, talking myself in and out, go to the gym, don't go to the gym, do this, sack it, go back to bed, tired, sore, man, all this sort of self-talk was really, really, really kicking in. And there was so much procrastination going on there. But, you know, I mustered up enough willpower, got myself to the gym, jumped on the bike and banged out 10K ride on the bike and you know, did some push-ups and whatnot and did a bit of a gym session. And, you know, from there, I really started to understand that when these things happen, when you know, life gets out of control, when all this stuff happens that you can't control, how you react, you need to stick to the blueprint. You need to ground yourself in the work. What you need to do is focus on the habits that need execution and not the result. So quite often we can get attached to the result and we think that it's all about the result. We're results driven, yes. However, even though we are results driven, we need to bring our focus back to the daily habits, the daily blueprint, the blueprint that we need to follow and execute on every single day. Because if all we do is focus on results and not the work, then when things happen and they don't go to plan, then you get off track and you get knocked off your horse because you're still stuck there focused on the results. You still think that, oh, the results are not going to come. So what happens? You stop doing the work. You stop doing the daily stuff that you know you need to do to get that result. And that's what the message is today, guys, is you need to stay grounded in the work. You need to focus on the blueprint. You need to focus on the habits that need execution and not the results. When shit hits the fan, when stuff's going out of control, that's what you need to do. Control the controllables in your life, execute on your blueprint and the habits that you have put into place. Another thing to add to this, guys, is, you know, I didn't expect to roll my ankle, right? I didn't really expect, you know, planning my running goals and planning, you know, the MEPS goals that I wanted to hit. I didn't really expect for something to happen. And that was probably another downfall of mine, that, you know, we need to expect and understand that shit's going to happen. You know, not everything's going to go to plan. We are dealing with life and humans and kids and families and husbands and wives and partners and businesses and so many moving objects that it is actually freaking impossible for any plan that you put into place to go so smoothly that you're not going to have any speed humps, any roadblocks, any red lights, any roundabouts, any bridges to cross when you're driving towards your goals on the plan and the route that you have set. And yes, that's a driver analogy if you are driving on the road. So guys, I hope this helped you, you know, understand that you need to expect problems and situations and the plan to get thrown out. You need to expect that to happen. Now, you can't create a situation for absolute everything, because sometimes you don't know what's going to happen, but you just need to know that you need to adapt. You need to adapt as quick as possible. You need to ground yourself in the work. If you need to create some new habits, you need to change a few things. You know, a couple of things that I did was just replace one habit with the next thing. Normally, I'm in a habit of running 10K in the morning. So I just simply replace that with running, with riding with 10K in the morning, right? So a couple little quick little switches, back on the bike, literally, and we're on the way, okay? So expect things to happen, right? Get yourself ready and become ready. So when things happen, when life happens, and believe me, it freaking will happen. It's going to happen to you. If it doesn't happen to you today, it's going to happen to you tomorrow. And if it doesn't happen very soon, it's going to happen to someone around you. They're going to need you to help them through something. This is life, guys. This is what we are preparing ourselves to be, the best and highest version of ourselves. And when we do the work, we elevate past the pain. We elevate ourselves past the problems. Our subconscious starts coming in and we start flowing in a different state. And all the answers start coming to us that we thought we never had, but we do have them inside of ourselves. They're just hidden. Then they're waiting for that opportunity to come out. And when you're grounded in the work, when you're there, put it in the work, in the gym, sweating, sore, that's when you really find yourself, and that's when all the answers come. So guys, I hope you got some value from today's podcast. If you did, I'd love for you to share it with a friend, send them this podcast if you know somebody who's going to find some value in this podcast. And as usual, guys, you can catch me over on Instagram at DanSim412. I'd love for you to leave a 5-star review if you also found some value in this podcast. Until next time, guys, hope you all have an awesome week. Bless you all.